begin Parshas Bamidbar and Sefer Bamidbar. At the opening of Parshas Bamidbar, we have a well-known census, a count that Moshe Rabbeinu is commanded to take of the Jewish people. He is told, Su'us Rosh Kaldas B'nai Yisrael, Mishpach Osam, Levesav Osam, B'mispar, Shemos Kol Zachar, L'Gilgul Osam. Count all the Jews. Yiben Asurim Shana Lamala, from 20 years and up, Choyotzei Tzavav Yisrael, Tifkidu Osam, L'Tziv Osam, Ata V'Aharon. Why are we counting again? This is, second or third census now in the desert. Famous Rashi, that Hashem is counting them again to show His chavivus, His love of the Jewish people. Each time He counts them, it shows how much he cares about them. Are there extra sheets? In the back. So, there's a funny phrase at the end of Pasuk Beis. You should count the people L'Gilgul Osam. It really defies absolute translation. I took a look at the art scroll today. I think it said head count or something like that. It's kind of a weird word. But what does Rashi say? What does it really mean? For practical purposes, what's in essence? What does it mean? Said Rashi, L'Gilgul Osam al Yidei Shkalim. They didn't count the people, but everyone gave a shekel and they counted, or half a shekel, and they counted the coins. So where does Rashi get this from? Rashi's getting this from Parshas Kisisa and Shmos Perek Lamed, which was the original time we were told of Kitisa as Rosh Bnei Yisrael, you should count everybody. And there it's explicit, V'nosnu ish kofer navsho. Everyone has to somehow redeem or ransom their neshama. There's some kind of a kapara through it. And they give this this shekel, as it says, the machzisa shekel in the next pasuk Yud Gimel. Now what's interesting is that here we don't just have this idea of a kofer, but specifically there, Rashi, the pasuk is V'lo yibahem negef. That if you count them this way, there won't be a plague. And Rashi there says, because otherwise, haminyan, if you would count people directly, sholeipan bo ayin hara. To count people is an ayin hara. The idea, apparently you see from the sukkim, that it's usher to count people directly, is that somehow it is an ayin hara. Other mafarshim say it's an issue of gaiva. Ooh, look how important you think you are. Others say it's an issue of yachid versus tzibor, meaning to say, if I count you individually and you individually, then Hashem is going to look at you individually and you will be judged individually, and not that many people can stand the glare of God's stare. We'd much rather be anonymous in the big picture of the Jewish people, and that way we can kind of, hide behind. I remember there's a story, I don't know if it's true, and I don't know anyone who, even on Purim, had the guts to ask any of the two main players if it's true, although probably anyone, theoretically other people at the time can answer, but they say, once upon a time, that when Rav Soloveitchik Shir was mamish in its heyday, and he wasn't just the greatest Magid Shir in the world, he was also ferocious and had unbelievable demands on the Talmidim and would yell at them if they didn't know things. So they used to make the point, again, I don't know if it's literally true, but they used to say that Rav Lichtenstein and Rav Schechter would be sitting in the front, and you'd have 25 or 30 other guys sitting single file right behind them. So no one could see, and if Rav Schechter bent over to tie his shoe, you had 10 guys behind him going, no one wanted to be seen. No one wanted the Rav to see them. So it's a similar thing here. We don't want Hashem to look at us too carefully. We'd rather hide behind everybody else. So if we do a count, then it's as if we're being looked at either way. But Rashi says it's an issue of Ayin Hara, and Rashi alludes to something, which we'll get to in a moment, Kemosh Betzinu B'Yemei David. But just bottom line from I wouldn't say Torah Shebachsav, because we're going to see some other Torah Shebachsav referenced in a minute. But from the Torah itself, we see these two references, both in Parshas Kisisa, and again now in Sefer Bamidbar, where there's an issue of counting. The Jews are counted. It's a way of showing Hashem's love. But apparently, even though counting the Jewish people is an act of love, it's an act of love which is fraught with danger. And if you do it the wrong way, it could be bad news for the Jews. That's why, to avoid the problems, in both cases we have this model of using a shekel, of counting something, and not people. Now there's two Gemaras in Shas that deal with this topic. One is a Gemara Masechta Brachos, and the other is a Gemara in Masechta Yuma. And each one of them have something to teach us. I want to use those to analyze the Gemaras and see what we get from them, number one. Number two, I want to discuss ways in which it becomes mutter to count. So right now we have the shekel. We'll have to see if there are other ways to count, counting body parts as opposed to people. What about what I grew up with? Not one, not two, not three. What about psukim? Hoshia Samecha. We've all heard of these things. Where does it come from? Is it really legitimate? What's required? That's a big issue which we'll get to. And then the last thing, if time permits, I want to discuss a shiloh which is relevant in particular living in modern day Israel, which is an issue on a national level of a census. Israel, like every other country, periodically needs to take a census. And from the earliest times that in the state of Israel, when that was occurring, there was always a big tumult among the poskim. Is it permissible? Again, not necessarily that the Misrat HaPanim was going to listen. The Shaila is it permissible for you or I to participate, to fill out the form, to be counted? Because obviously, as the Torah implies, if there would be a plague, it wasn't just on Moshe Rabbeinu or Aaron who were counting. Obviously, the plague would be on everybody. So it's clearly an Isser on everybody, not just to count, but to be counted. So the question is, how do you function in a modern state where you need a census? And that's it. So that's the game plan. So the first Gemara is the Gemara Masechta Brachos. And like the Gemara we'll see from Yuma, the Gemara Brachos as well introduces a number of different psukim or stories from Tanakh, which this issue seems to constantly pop up. So the Gemara Brachos starts with a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, in which David, towards the end of his saga with Shaul HaMelech, basically says to Shaul, listen, I don't understand why you hate me so much. You know, if it's something I did, so let's make up. And he says, and if Hashem is Hesitcha, Hashem has incited you against me, I'll bring a mincha, whatever that means, I must be chayiv for something, so I'll do kapara for Hashem, but you could leave me alone. But so Gemara says that Hashem got very upset. It wasn't a nice way, there's a nicer way to say, Shaul, is the reason you're upset at me because Hashem told you to be upset at me? That's a nicer way than saying, did Hashem incite you against me? So Hashem got insulted, so to speak, by this. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar LeKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid, Mesis? Really? You call me a Mesis? Negative connotation. So you know what? Okay. I can live up to that. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Harani Machshilcha B'Davar, I am going to one day in the future, not at that moment, trip you up on something B'Davar Shafilu Tonego Shabes Rabban Yodino. So I'm going to trip you up on something that even little children know. D'chsiv, we have a pasuk in Shmos, Perek Lamed, which we saw, of Kisisas Rosh B'Sel Lefkudehem, namely that we have to do a Kofar Navsho, we have to count by using a Machsis HaShekel, and yet, at the same time, in the Divrei HaYomim, it tells us, V'yamad Satan Al Yisrael, that somehow in the Divrei HaYomim version, somehow the Satan or the Yitzhahara incited David, or it's the Hashem himself directly, whatever that means, but as a result, either way, we see later on in Shmuel Bet what happened. Again, the Lashon of Vayasas, the Lashon of Mesis, that the David was incited to do what? He told Yoav, count the Jewish people. Right? And the psukim there, Yoav didn't want to, but in the end, Yoav had to listen. David Melech is the king. He did count the Jewish people. There was no intermediary. It was a direct count. And as a result, Hashem got upset at him, and there was a plague, and David got punished. That's when very famous psukim, because then David was told to pick what his punishment would be. No good options. Very famous parshios in Tanakh. But what do we see from this Gemara? We see an example in Tanakh where David HaMelech did the opposite, in essence, of what Moshe had done in the Midbar. He counted without using any kind of intermediary, a direct count, and apparently was terribly punished. Now, kind of a side point, but it becomes important in the Rishonim, is this whole idea of Hashem somehow inciting him, or the Satan inciting him. Now, whatever that means, it doesn't mean that he didn't have Bechir Chofshis. So whether it was somehow he got the instinct, it looked appealing to him, whatever the reason was, a number of the Mefarshim, and particularly the Ramban, are bothered. The Gemara makes a point almost too well. I'm going to make you forget, David HaMelech, something that even little children know they can't do. So Taka's a good question. How could David forget? How could David make this mistake? Especially look at the Pesukim, Yoav is telling him, don't do it. It's a Pesuk in Chumash, everyone knows the story, Machzis HaShekel. Tinoko Shabbos Rabban, says the Gemara. How could it be? So the Ramban on our Parsha has a big, big essay on this. And the Ramban offers three answers to the question. Number one, says the Ramban. Rachoku etzli. It's just impossible for me to believe. Shelo yizahar David bama she'amar hakosov. It can't be that David counted directly. It can't be. It seems to be Pashup Shat in the Navi. Can't be. Pashup Shat in the Brachos. Can't be, says the Ramban. Right? I think I may have mentioned to you in the past, that I remember years ago, when I was probably only a year or two older than you, I remember hearing once in Shir of Rosenzweig say that Pshat does not mean the easiest explanation or the literal explanation. Pshat means the most plausible explanation, given whatever other assumptions you're making about the Sugya. So if something that seems to be the literal or simple reading, for you, because of whatever your shita is impossible, So obviously that's not the pshat. And whatever alternative you're giving is not a difficult pshat, it's the only pshat, because pshat in the simple sense, not just in the little sense. So here also the Ramban says it doesn't matter what it seems to be from the Gemara, it seems to be from the Navi. Rachok hu atzli. It's impossible for me to believe that David HaMelech did it. So we have to reread the Gemara. We have to read the Pesukim, because it's impossible otherwise. So then what did happen? If David HaMelech counted with the coin, with the Machzor Shekel, how come Taka there was a plague? So he explains, Ba'avor Shemon'am Shelo Letzorech. That was the mistake. There was no good reason to count. Counting's a dangerous thing. And even if you're going to use the Shekel, still you're playing with fire. Therefore, says Ramban, David HaMelech's mistake was he counted when there was no reason to count. Wasn't there going out to, no purpose. Rather, he says, it was about to go out to war, where you need to know your troops. He wasn't doing anything else important at that time. Rak l'sameach libo shemelech al amrav. Right, the king feels good if he knows he has how many millions of subjects. So that's not legitimate. Therefore, says Ramban, even though he counted indirectly, it was shelo l'tzarech. Without a legitimate reason, let alone a mitzvah, you can't do it. That's a very, very significant shita of the Ramban. Now, the truth is that this is both in the Tosas Rid in the Gemara Yuma, the Gemara we'll see in a few moments. It's in the Radak on Shmuel Bet. And the Makor for everyone is a Medrash. There's a Medrash Rabbah in Bamidbar Rabbah, Parsha Beis. Basically says, David HaMelech counted Shelo L'Tzorech. And as we're going to see, when we get through to the last answer of the Ramban, it's not going to be at all so simple. But from here, it would come out, that according to the Ramban, if you will, Halacha L'Maisa, even if you're counting for a legitimate purpose, even if you're counting for a mitzvah, it's still only mutter if you count in an indirect way. We'll have to see, I hope it'll be time, are there other indirect ways? Is the Machzor Shekel the only way, or are there other ways? But it has to be indirectly, even if there's a good reason. Yeah. The Ramban assumes here that David counted indirectly, but yet he still was punished because there was no reason to count at all. But it comes out from this answer of the Ramban and the other Rishonim in the Medrash that agree that you need two things going for you if you don't want to get the plague. One is you have to count indirectly, and number two is you better be counting for a good bona fide reason. Second answer of the Ramban, which is not really picked up by anybody else, I don't want to dwell on it too much, Ramban says that David HaMelech counted from everyone from Bar Mitzvah and up. Yet the Pasuk in the Chumash tells us you can only count from 20 and up. So what's so magical about 20? What's so bad about 13? The Ramban doesn't get into it. But bottom line, says the Ramban in his second answer, again, Rachel Kletzli, of course David counted with the Machzor Shekel. But again, he got it wrong. The first answer says because he had no good reason. Second answer says there's just rules of the game. The rules are you got to count people only from 20 and above. David, and you look in the Pasuk in Navi, as the Ramban is Medaik, it never says anything about me Ben Esrim. So it says Kol Ish. Kol Ish means from 13 and above. So David thought, what could be wrong about that? There's no explicit Yisr, he got that wrong. Kamash Malon, you see from the Pasuk, from the Gemara, for whatever the reason, 20 and above is the only way. Then comes the Ramban in a third answer. We see at the bottom, he says, Aldas Medrash Agada. I don't know why he refers to the Gemara as a Medrash Agada. But he says, the simple understanding, everything he said until now was simple for him because the simple pshat in the Gemara was, as he put it, rachaku. It was impossible. One chance, two chances. Now the Ramban gets to the third answer, and he just puts down his defenses, and he says, or we can just go back to the pasha pshat in the Gemara. What's a pasha pshat in the Gemara? Shehayu sham minyan mamish. He counted directly. Tohu kulam, and everyone made a mistake. Is it impossible? Maybe not. Maybe he really did it. And I'd like to add, I think, that you have to understand, even though he's very concise and a little bit vague here, but it seems to be clearly to me, what the Ramban is alluding to in this third answer, is the only answer he gives if you go back to the Ramban on Shmos. If you go back to the Ramban on Kisisa, he also mentions David HaMelech. And there it's a much shorter presentation in terms of this point. But on this point, he says something else. He says, "Mipnei shalon is parish kan im haya mitzvah imhi." Excuse me, mitzvah ledoros o l'sha l'moshe b'midbar ta David amana osam below shkolim. So here, the Ramban adds a missing piece. The Ramban in Bamidbar in our parsha is saying, "Rachel kugetsli, how could David of Melech have made a mistake? It's a pashup shot in the chumash. It's a beferish pasuk." So the third answer is no. Apparently, according to the Gemara, he did. But still, we're left with this nagging point that the Ramban kind of made us second guess ourselves. Like, how could it be? Hayitachin. So here, the Ramban gives a lamdus for David. And that is that if you look in the Pasuk in Kisisa, it never says it's also l'dorei doros. It just told Moshe and Aaron not to count directly, that they had to use a shekel. So David HaMelech came a lamdun. We can clarify, we can say, who is it? A din l'doros? Or maybe, who knows, for this reason, that reason, other reason, maybe it was only for Moshe Rabbeinu. And it was a safek, it wasn't clear, it's not beferish in the Pasuk. It doesn't say, no, you that shalt not count ever. Doesn't say that. Just says Moshe was told that. So therefore he made that mistake. Kamash Malan. Obviously we see from the Gemara, we see from the fact that there was a plague, Hashem was upset at him. He got that one wrong. But it was a more understandable mistake. Three answers in the Ramban. We're going to leave away the second one and the middle one, and we'll talk about just the first and the last. And we'll call that the Ramban in Shmos answer. The first answer was, in the Chanami he counted with the Machzor of the Shekel. But he had no good reason, therefore it was Usur. The third answer is, he didn't count indirectly. He did not count indirectly. Double negative, I mean to say, he counted directly. David Melch, he did what's just Pashat Usur. He had a good reason, he was confused, he thought it was only, it wasn't Lodoros, but bottom line, what we take from it, is that he counted the wrong way. However, Licha Ora, it's not just two different answers. Licha Ora, there's a big nafkamina. Because the third answer, which is also the answer that Ramban gave in Shmos, doesn't say anything about a better reason, a worse reason, legitimate, not legitimate. One could plausibly argue from this Ramban, meaning the third answer in our parsha, the only answer in Bamidbar, that as long as you do it indirectly, it's even mutter shelo l'tzorech. Which is another way of saying the two answers seem to be arguing over what's the ikar matir. Is the ikar matir that you counted for a good purpose? And by the way, of course, it still has to be indirectly. That's the first answer, the Ramban, the Medrash, and others. This answer seems to be just focusing on one thing. Did you count directly or indirectly with the shekel? And as long as you counted indirectly with the shekel, maybe it's even mutter for no good reason. Even though David had no good reason. But that wasn't the problem, the no good reason. The problem was that he didn't count with the shekel. Lu Yitzu, had he counted with the shekel, even for no good reason? You get the impression from the third answer in the Ramban, from what he says in Shmos, it would have been mutter. There seems to be machlokes aposkim, not so much out of paskin, although there is, but even which of the answers of the Ramban's is the ikr. The Sri Deyesh has a tshuva, which we'll get back to, I hope, by the end of this year. The Sri Deyesh assumes, l'chumra, that the first answer in the Ramban is his main answer. The Shevet Alevi, Rav Wozner, he has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph, Simon Lama Dalid, where he assumes that the Ramban, on a personal level, is the third answer. That's his last one, that's the one he only mentions in Shmos, that's his real answer, which would come out a big kula. Which could come out a big kula. You still have to decide what counts as indirect, but you don't have to worry about Litzorach according to that answer. Now, I want to clarify again, I'm not saying that Rav Wozner would paskin that way, because there are all these other Rishonim. Rav Wozner calls the first Shita the Radak Shita. You know, because that's the only, you know, he could have called it the Tosas Ridge Shita, he could have called it the Medrash Shita, but he calls it the Radak Shita. But unlike the Sri Deyesh, who assumes that Be'ikr, the Ramban, also holds that way, he seems to assume, he doesn't say it as directly as I'm saying it, but when he talks about the different Rishonim, he quotes the Ramban, he only quotes the third answer, as if he didn't know about the other ones. I mean, of course he did, so that's what I'm saying. Clearly he assumed that the Ramban felt that the third answer was the main one. Now, this is what comes out of, and obviously again, the Nafkaminas and how this would apply to us, you know, the wheels in your head should be turning already. But let's pause that for a second. Let's go to the second Gemara in Shas, and that's the Gemara in Yuma. Some of you, if you learned Yuma in the Gemara, or at least if you've done the Mishnayos, you know that the Mishnayos, some of the best Mishnayos there in the second parak, talk about the Kohanim and how they used to fight to get the rights when it was their turn in the Beis HaMikdash, and they used to have races, and they used to, you know, some guy tripped some guy on the ramp, but he fell off, and he got hurt, and he got killed, and they realized that this wasn't going well. So basically, they had to come up with a whole other system. But the Mishnah there does say that there used to be races. It's just a fascinating picture in the Beis HaMikdash. Kohanim races, you know. Get your popcorn and watch Kohanim races at 2. Anyway, so what if there's a tie? Right? They couldn't go to the videotape. You know what I mean? You couldn't beat him by a nose. So, you know, let's say they looked like a tie. So what would they do? They would figure out a way to decided. Or let's say in subsequent times when they didn't even have the races, how would they decide? They would say, who wants to do this avoda? Well, let's say seven Kohanim came forward. So they had a system which the Mishnah describes where people used to basically put out their thumbs, and basically the Kohen would be in charge, would basically come up with the number, whether it was 12, 18, I don't know, 142, I don't know if it mattered. And then you put out your thumbs and he'd count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and whichever person's thumb he landed on, we got to the number, that's the guy who got to do the job. And the Mishnah refers to that as a kind of a goro. So the Gemara here in Yuma talks about this idea. Hotziu etzboseichem leminyan, right? Put out your fingers and we'll do the count. Frekta Gemara v'nim ninhu lididhu. What are we counting thumbs for? Let's just count the people. What kind of weird thing is this? So the Gemara says, oh, you see from this, Messiah le Rabbi Yitzchak. Tom Rabbi Yitzchak, Oser limnos es Yisrael. Afilo lidvar mitzvah. You're not allowed to count Jewish people, period, even for a mitzvah. Dichsiv? What's going to be surprising about this? What pasuk is not quoted? Gemara quotes, Shmuel Aleph, a pasuk which we have not seen yet, it's a pasuk from Sha'ol HaMelech. He counts them with Bezek. So some of Farshim say Bezek means it's a place, that he counted them in that place, at Bezek. But Chazal, the mainstream approach, the one that the Gemara is clearly assuming, Rashi quotes, is that it refers to as a shard of clay. So you see, it doesn't have to be just a machzis hashekel, it could be a shard of clay. But you see, oh, they counted with something indirectly. Why does Shalom Aleph do such a funny thing, even though he's going out to war, and that's a milchamas mitzvah? Oh, you see that even for a mitzvah, it's also to count Jews. The Gemara asks a question, maybe that's not a raya. So the Gemara says, okay, I'll give you a second pasuk. What's the second pasuk? A few prukim later, also from Shalom Aleph, were there, he counted with tzla'im, with sheep. He was very generous, Shalom, in his good times. He gave the people from his own sheep, if I remember correctly. So it didn't cost them so much, but it doesn't matter. The point is, everyone had to bring the sheep, and then he counted the sheep, that's how many he knew there were. Oh, so you see a second example. And then the Gemara concludes, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Kolamones Yisrael over Belav. Again, what pasuk would we expect the Gemara to quote? But yet the Gemara quotes psukim, completely new ones for us, from Hosea. Right, where Hashem described the Jewish people as being counted, Mispar Bnei Yisrael, Kechol Hayam, Ashal Yamod. They can't even be counted. They're like the dust of the beach, of the sand. So we always think that means that the Jewish people are going to be manifold and multiple and huge, which is usually how we do understand that. Yet, here the Gemara clearly understands it means not just that you can't count them because there's too many, but you're not allowed to count them. And then the Gemara says, maybe it's not just one aver, maybe there's two, because the pasuk concludes, and doesn't just say lo yimar, but also says lo yisafer. You can't count them, like a double lashon if you can't count them. It's one aver, it's two averas. Oh! So what do we get from this Gemara Yuma? So one thing we get from the Gemara Yuma is, in direct, unambiguous, it's usher to count Jews. The Gemara Brachos didn't say anything that direct. They just told the story about how David HaMelech got punished for counting. Didn't say it was Usr. Gemara in Yuma says it's Usr. Okay, that's an important contribution. However, what's surprising, as I've already indicated, what's surprising is that the Gemara quotes 3-4 psukim, all from Navi, to establish as Isser, somehow forgetting that there's something called Chamishu Chumshei Torah. What happened to the pasuk in Shmos Kisisa? What happened to the pasuk in our parsha? You know, what's going on? So happens to be there are some mefarshim who say that in Echanami the Isser is only midivrei Kabbalah. There are some who say that, but it's not the pasuk shot. But what do you know? How do you understand this? So I think perhaps the answer relates to the upshot, you could say, or at least one answer. There's at least three answers that I saw. If you take a look, if you're familiar with any of Usher Weiss's Sfarim, so the Minchas Usher on Sefer Bamidbar, the first piece, Simon Aleph, is on this topic. So he collects, it's a fifth of his essays on that question. Why did the Gemara Yuma quoted Psukim in Navi and not Psukim in the Torah as the source? So he quotes, I think it was three or four answers in the Achronim. I think one of those answers I mentioned to you works really well with the Rambam and others, the way they learn up this Gemara. The Rambam in the Perish HaMishnayis says very explicitly, very succinctly, he broadens this idea, not just talking about the Kohanim, but in general, anything with Dvar Mitzvah, it's still Aser. And in Mishneh Torah, the Rambam passing is this halacha. The Rambam tells about the whole system in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam, it's kind of a weird, kind of a funky Rambam. He doesn't just explain things. He kind of asks a question, you know, because it seems a little bit weird if you don't know any better. V'loma mona ha-midjan she-skimo lov alet ba'o sho-tziv lohi ha-mona al-anoshim atzman. It's the Gemara's question, but as you and I both know, the Rambam doesn't usually quote the Gemara's question and answer. He just usually quotes the answer. But here the Rambam mamish quotes the Gemara's question. And he answers, the Gemara's answer, V'sha'osir limnosh Yisrael el yedei davar acher sh'ne'emar. And he quotes again the Rambam, the pasuk by Shaul HaMelech. You see, the Shaul counted the sheep, and he didn't count the people. But again, you see from this Rambam, you see, again, I mentioned to you, it's also in Perashat Mishnayos, where it's even explicit, but it's already in the Gemara, even l'dvar mitzvah, it is osir. So I saw that Rav Asher Weiss quoted from the Iyun Yaakov. The Iyun Yaakov is a parish written by Rav Yaakov Reischer. You could ask if he's related. Probably not. Rav Yaakov Reischer. I had Reischers in my community in Baltimore. I don't remember if they were related. But anyway, he's more famous for his tshuvas called the Shvus Yaakov. But he wrote a parish on Gemara called Iyun Yaakov, which I don't know if you can find in an independent sefer, but if you look at the collection of Agadata called the Ein Yaakov, so there's a number of perushim on Ein Yaakov, one of them is the Iyun Yaakov. So there on Masechta Yuma, he quotes that this idea, which the Rambam in particular is crystallizing, says this is really the reason why the Gemara quoted those psukim. Because he says that it's not clear from the Gemara, from the psukim in Shmos, that it's even Asur L'Dvar Mitzvah. Right? There was no mitzvah there. Hashem just said, take a census of the Jews. Told Moshe, take a census. It wasn't L'Tzorach Mitzvah. L'Tzorach that Hashem shows He loves people, like Rashi says, L'Chavavam, that's not a mitzvah. But in the Navi, the Melech is about to go to war. He needs to know how many soldiers he has. That's L'Tzorach Mitzvah. And yet, you see that even then, he counted with the Bezek, he counted with the Tzloim, Kamash, Malan. How do you think the Rambam knew this? How do you think the Gemara knew that? That even L'Dvar Mitzvah is Asur to count. That's not in the Chumash. That's only in the Navi. Now, Rav Asher Weiss himself didn't like this. He says, I don't understand. If Hashem tells you to do something, that's the definition of a mitzvah. You know, why is it that you need to have some other motivation that's also a good thing?
This is a full account with the Tziva itself before
the Tziva. Right, I like the Iyun Yaakov. That's why I'm mentioning it to you. But I'm just telling you, full disclosure. Rav Asher Weiss is mefakpik a little bit on it. But and the bottom line is, this is how we paskin, as we'll develop in a few moments. And I just thought it's nice. I didn't want to, I wasn't so interested in as he is in his piece, but four other answers or three other answers about this Gemara, why this pasuk, not that pasuk. But I thought that particular answer of the Iyun Yaakov, I thought it's sharp, not only as an explanation, but it really dovetails with what the Rambam and others really take out of this Gemara and Mamash Paskin. And we're going to see that's going to develop, since the most common time, but there's two most common times where we have to worry about the Shiloh, right? Which are basically the two things we should be doing in life, either in the base Knesset or in the base basketball court. Right? When you're about to play sports, you have to count up. And when you're looking for a minion, you have to count up. So, at least the basketball court is a suffix mitzvah. Especially your kavanas, maybe, and you know, it's hard to, I don't want to give up that. I'm not saying Tzvadi not a mitzvah, but I can't say Tzvadi is a mitzvah either. It's a tough call for me. But the davening, you know, that's a tzorach mitzvah. So, and yet we all know this, not one, not two, or whatever we do. So how do we know that we can't do that? So it's from this Gemara, and it's from the fact that Gemara quoted these Pesukim in Navi. So Iyun Yaakov is very sharp in that regard. Yeah?
But how did it quote from the Torah, though? There's no real lock in the Torah itself.
That's exactly what Iyun Yaakov is saying, in Echanami. The other Mefarshim, the Marsha, for example, is the first one who asked the question. The Marsha is the first one who asked the question. And the Marsha says, no. He says, I don't know, for sure it's Asur. He thinks that, you know, again, what the Ramban said in Shmos, that David HaMelech had a hava mina only maybe once, but not Lidoros. But you see, Kamash Malan, for the fact that David HaMelech was punished, oh, apparently it is Asur. Others say, who said it's Asur? Maybe it's just dangerous. Just as an aside, Rav Zalman Chaim Goldberg has a piece in a journal where he mentions, I didn't put it in, and I'm not sure I understand really what his proof is, but I just tell you what he says. He says there's no Isser per se to count. But he takes so seriously and so literally the danger of counting that Mamela it's Usser to count because it's Usser to endanger yourself. That's what Rav Zalman Chaim Goldberg says. I saw it in a journal. In the Kovetz Beis Aaron of Yisrael, that's the Carlin Stolen Torah Journal. That's an amazing chiddush. So just like it might be usur to, you know, go skydiving or, you know, jump off bungee jumping or whatever else. I'll stop now while I'm ahead. Who knows what other things you guys like to do? I don't need the bad guy telling you it's all usur. You have other rabbis for that. Smoking, which I'm sure, of course, you don't do because it's usur because you can't endanger yourself. So says on the chem, you can't count because you can endanger yourself. Anyway, but the bottom line is, it's a good point. It's a good point, but it seems to me that's the assumption. Whether it's the midiver kabbalah, midiver rabbanon, midiraisa, what the level is, that's not so clear. But other than maybe Ruslan Nechemi or maybe one or two others who seem to say also maybe it's more of a minog, it's just a bad thing, avoid the plague. But others seem to assume that it's really a directly an isser. So let's focus now on practically how this relates to us in Minyan and other places. And then again, I want to mention, because I just think it's so interesting, the issue which, you know, the modern state of Israel has to contend with, the issue of the census. So the Magen Avraham, a very well-known and important piece, Rav Magen Avraham in Arachayim Mitzvim Kuf Nun Vav says, Osr Limnos Yisrael, period. Afilu Einu Mechavein Limnos Rak Tatlu Goral. Even if you're not counting, like in the Yuma case, with the Kohanim and the Thumbs, it wasn't to find out how many Kohanim there were. It was a way of basically figuring out who's going to win. It was Kilu like a Goral. It was like a lottery, a system. So it's still Osr. Afilu Ledvar Mitzvah. It's still Osr. So what do you do? Lemaisa, in life sometimes you got to count. If there are dinim like minyan, which obviously require 10 people, so obviously the Torah wants us to know how to count, right? It can't be that we only can daven the Chazar Shashat if we have enough people in the room where someone could just guesstimate there's a minyan. Obviously the assumption is we can count. So how do we do it? So the Magen Avraham just says without any, you know, no need for any kunsim, any creativity and originality, says simple, just go to the Gemara. What does it say in Yuma? Motzir et bosehem, umone et bosehem. Stick out your thumbs. Anyone ever do that in shul? Next time, right? Next time, whether it's here or maybe when you get back, you know, in the summer, just, you know, when you're at that mincha, you know, when you're in that early mincha minyan, you know, at the Young Israel of fill in the blank, you know, and they're trying to see how many people we have, just say, dude. And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, don't you know the Gemara in Yuma? Anyway, oh, well, the Magen Avraham, come on. Anyway, that's one shot. A second way to do it is the issue of the psukim. So the most well-known idea of the psukim, in which pasuk to quote, is a much more recent source, but it's a more well-known source. But I found today, quoted in some svarim that they dug up, that Rashi has a comment. There are a number of svarim which are probably not so well-known to you, they're not so well-known to most people, which were written, I don't know if they were literally written by Rashi, but they're written mibeit medrashosha Rashi, from Rashi's Talmidim, and they include his psukim and his hanhagos. There's a famous one called the Machzor Vitri, Sefer HaPardes. Those are probably two more well-known. So there's a one that's even less well-known called the Sefer HaOra. So the Sefer HaOra, in the laws of Shabbos, when he's talking about like how many people you need to, you know, get to Kriyas HaTorah and then HaFtorah, which of course you need a minyan tor. So the Sefer HaOra of Rashi says, how do you figure out how to count? What do you do? The Osr Limno Safilu Dvar Mitzvah, right? Like the Rambam had told us also, and seems to be, it's already implied in the Gemara in Yuma. Pasach, you should do the following. You should start off by saying chad for the first person, va'ani. For the second person, berov. For the third person, chazdecha. Ovo, beisecha. Take a look at that pasuk, look it up. That's 10 words. Says Rashi, that's how you count people. Just read off a pasuk, do a roll call of a pasuk, let word by word, and you'll get the 10. And you'll finish it, kad mashlime hai psika, when you finish that pasuk. Al-Hai Sidra, you do it in the order. Yadu, you'll know. Dikah, sorry, you know that there's 10 people. If you turn over the page, you see the most famous example of this. And this is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says the same thing. And he says, what's our minog? Zabnosim b'amir sa'pasuk, hoshia sa'mecha, v'rechas nachlasecha, etc. Achieshbo asara tevos. And there are others, I think Rav Avadja and one of his tshuvos, and of Usher Weiss in that piece, they give explanations like deeper, like machshava, mystical reasons, what the idea of dafka counting by a pasuk is, or dafka quoting by this pasuk. After all, counting can bring a magefa. So if we count by a pasuk, it says, Hoshia samecha, save your people. It's a very sharp way of avoiding the problem. So that's approach number two, which is probably the most well-known approach, which is using a pasuk. Number three, interesting little ha'ara, though, just in case people might make a mistake. What about the following? Can you go Aleph, Bet, Gimel? I didn't count. Aleph, Bet, you know, just like I'm saying a pasuk, I'm just, you know, Aleph, Bet, Gimel.
I've heard it.
Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Daladeva. Right?
I've heard it done before. That's not a raya.
So pull out the Kaf HaChayim next time. Who quotes the Torah, the Chesed, the Torah, or something like that. I don't know if I typed that right. He quotes some other Achronim, and he quotes the Pre-Farosh, who say the following, Rabim Toim. They make a mistake. Umonim Alf Beis Gimel. This is a great line. Damash Malhuta Isser Hu Lomar Uno Dos. It was worth coming today. You owe me one, boys. Uno Dos in the Kaf HaChayim. People think that the only Isser is to count 1, 2. Pirish, in case you don't know what Uno Dos is. You didn't see Sesame Street ever. Echad Shtayim. Hamash Malai. Aval Aleph Bey Shari. But maybe if I'm just going to use the Hebrew, Rashi Tevis, it'll be mutter. Tosu B'yodom. It's a mistake. Rather, what should you do though? It's a big chumr he has. B'maris Ha'ayin V'yimnu Machshava. You should look around and you can take a mental note. You can count 1. Just don't articulate it. You make a mental. You can count by machshava. The Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva where he says that some people are even mefakpik on that. But I think most poskim agree with this Kaf HaChayim, the Pre-Chodesh, the Torah L'Chesed, Ches L'Torah, whoever else he's quoting, that it's mutter to count bit machshava. Now he seems to be machbid, L'Chorah, if he says you have to do that, so does it mean he doesn't hold to the pasuk? It's hard to believe he doesn't hold to the thumbs. The thumbs is a Gemara. So I don't know. I don't know. And even if he is machmir, we're not machmir. Right? So that's a third option, right? If you're not so good with the psukim, and the thumb thing didn't work because the guys just think you're, flipped out from Israel or something. But it's a new chumrah that you have to put up your thumb. So instead, if you're stuck, you can just look around and listen. Especially for a minion, I think we can all count in our head to 10. That's another way of doing it. One second, you don't mind? Just quickly, what about writing? Right? What if instead of counting in my, I'm going to check off each person. Either, I think even with a number, 1, but I'm not saying anything, and I'm not pointing at you, I'm not saying anything, I'm just writing, 1, b'chsav, is it mutter b'chsav? So this is a major machlokes haposkim. There are a number of mekilim, and one of the places where this came up as a major tshuva, which I didn't put on your sheet, although it's alluded to in what I did put on the sheet, there's a tshuva of the Chasam Sofer in the Likutim, or in the later collection, the Kovetz Tshuvos, in my version on the Bar Ilan, it was Simen Ches, and it's a tshuva that he wrote to the author of the Pas HaShulchan, who was one of the Talmidim HaMuvhakim of the Gro. If I'm not mistaken, I believe he was one of those Talmidim who came to Eretz Yisrael with the Aliyah of Talmid HaGro. The Sefer Pas HaShulchan is all in Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, from that base medrash. And he was a contemporary of the Chasam Sofer. So they had a discussion, if you have one of these, like, the Gabayim have like a town roll call, where you have the people who are Misnadev, who give donations, the people who need tzedakah. If you have all of their names, so he wanted to know, can you figure out, Gottlieb has 6, and Rosenberg has 4, and if it's all just, you're not counting anybody, you're the Gabay sitting alone with the book. But could you use on the margins, could you tabulate the number of people in the shtetl, the number of people who are getting money, receiving money, whatever you're trying to count. So the Baal Pasa Shulchan held it was mutter. So he gave a few reasons. One is he says it's Litzorach, it's a good reason. And this is indirect, I'm not even counting the people. The people aren't anywhere near here. And he also said, one of the things he says also is, it's Bechsav. Bechsav should be mutter too. So he has, for sure, I think, one of the earliest who gave that psak. Other people, including Rav Avad Yosef, have quoted this idea, who are also mekil on the idea of Bechsav. Rav Asher Weiss in that piece thinks it should be mutter. But the Chasam Sofer, his son, the Chasam Sofer, quotes it as well. They hold that it is usser. For the sake of time, I don't want to read it all inside to you now or give you the proofs. But he's medayik, and here and there, he has a proof. It's interesting. We have this tshuva that he wrote to the Baal Pas HaShulchan. The Ksav Sofer, who probably didn't know about that tshuva, perhaps, I shouldn't say probably, but perhaps, he says, I discovered in my father's Rabbi Kiva, in my father's notes, he wrote on the side next to Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the margin, he wrote the following notes, Begilion Tshuva Zikni, because Rabbi Kiva Eger is the grandfather. Imagine, it's nice to be the Ksav Sofer, right? The father, the grandfather. So I see that my father wrote in his notes in the margins of the Zaydis Tshuvas, and there, the Chasam Sofer makes this point again, which he also made to the Pas HaShulchan in his tshuva, Simen Ches, that he holds that even Bechsav is Osir. Some people want to be machmir like this, but certainly many great posts concerning our generation are makel. Yeah?
Is
You still have a question?
I was going to ask you about the points that you mentioned earlier.
Right, okay. So now, one thing for sure. So we saw four things that are maybe mutter. A pasuk, thumbs, of course a shekel, we could say, a shard of clay, any object, thinking, and writing. So what's one thing we didn't mention? That one, not two, not three. And I think the reason is because it's all a baba maisa. It's usser. I think it's a big scam. I think it's a big mistake. What's the difference? There's nothing magical, as the Kaf HaChaim said about uno dos. It's certainly no better than Aleph Beis. The not adds nothing. By the way, as an aside, I think, even though the minig is not liking what I'm going to tell you, that's why I think writing G-D is also worthless. Because the word God, G-O-D, is not Hashem's name either. It's a kinoy for Hashem. So if the kinoy became G-D, the O is not kadosh. I don't think it's any better or worse than the dash.
Don't some people say that there's a problem with saying that Levatola, even in whatever
language? I don't know. I'm not talking about Levatola now. I'm writing something. That's not Levatola. But anyway, the point is, I think Rav Shechter quotes that the Rav felt this way, but I think it's already going back to Chasam Sofer. There's Machmir on God. Anyway, just as an aside, I'm just saying, here also, it's a totally arbitrary thing. Not one, not two. That's one and two. What's the difference? I was looking for someone. I even sent out an email to a rabbi who was a friend of mine. Do you know anything about this not one, not two? So he found for me a piece on the internet from the Chicago Community Kollel, where they quoted the two of the big poskim in Chicago. One is Rabbi Zucker, who's the Rosh Kollel of the Lakewood Kollel there. Another is Dayan First, who's a good Dayan in Chicago, who both, at least whoever was writing this article, asked them, and they both agreed with what I always thought, that the not one, not two thing is ridiculous. Of course that's us, sir. So I'll give you four ways, but not a fifth. Let's just finish. I don't want to hold you too long. Let's just finish with the last piece, which is the issue of the modern day census. So the Sridei Eish, I believe, was the first who was asked this kasha. It's only one of the first I could find. The Sridei Eish was asked this shaila: can the modern state of Israel have a census? Can we participate in the census, whether they have it or not? But can we participate in it? Says the Sridei Eish, yes, it is mutter. And he gives a number of reasons, but the basic reason that the Sridei Eish gives is two things, really. One is it's indirect. I'm just filling out a form. Back in the office, they're going to count the form. But I fill out a form. Husband, wife, four kids, blah, blah, blah. Great. Second of all, he says, this is an important point, getting back to how we began the shir from the Ramban. What did the Ramban say about David HaMelech? What was his big mistake? When is it usher? When do you bring a plague? For no purpose. But says it's pretty Eish. There's a big tzarech. The government needs to know how many people and where they're living and which neighborhoods. That's how they allocate resources. Says it's pretty Eish. It doesn't make any sense to me. Of course it should be mutter. It's very necessary for a number of reasons. And he gives you the reasons. The Memshalah needs to know this. He just says, even so, you see from that Ramban, remember we said that Ramban was a Chumrah, that even when it's Litzorech, it still has to be indirect. Even then it has to be Ali Dei Dover Acher. And he says the census forms constitute a Dover Acher. Other poskim are Mekil, Rav Avadya, I didn't put it on the sheet, Rav Avadya has a tshuva in Yabia Omer, in Choshen Mishpat, Chelik Yud, Simen Beis, where Avad Yosef is also Mekil. He adds the point that writing, as we saw before, writing against the Chasam Sofer, that writing is mutter by definition. Even it would be Lo Litzarech, where writing doesn't count as counting. He says that's another sniff, Lo Hakel. Rav Kasher, who is most well known as the encyclopedic genius who made the Torah Shlema, but he also has tshuvas called the Divrei Menachem, so he has a long tshuva where he's Mekil. He mentions all these other things, but he adds the fact that in the end, nowadays, and he was writing a while ago, especially nowadays, by the time they get the information, who's counting? You, me? No. A machshev, some computer is counting. So who did the isser? The computer did the isser. I don't know if that's the most compelling thing. You could say it's the guy who put it into the computer, the guy who hit enter to turn on the button. I don't know, but I'm just giving you the information. He has the idea of a computer. There are a number of machmirim. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that Stipler had a letter when this first came up as an issue. The Stipler was Oser. I believe Ari Yom Hazeh, the Badatz Eid HaRedis, holds its Oser to participate. Rav Sternbach has a tshuva in his Sefer Tshuvas V'Hanhagos, where he says he holds like the Badatz, that you should also not participate. And one of the most prominent poskim, who seems to have gone through some kind of evolution, I'm not sure, is Rav Wozner. And I just, for your reference, you can see, I gave you, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think he has any other tshuvas, three tshuvas that Rav Wozner had on this topic. And by the time you get to the third one, he is at least relatively more open. In the first tshuva, he's actually not even talking directly about the senses, but he does make the point, isn't it seem to be lo tzarech? He has this very difficult lashon, I don't know where he gets it from. But he basically says, like with David HaMelech, he, you know, whereas the Ramban said David HaMelech was just counting for his ego to see how much people he had, so Rav Ozer says, no, mistam, it was tachsisei melucha. It was the same reason we're counting. David HaMelech needed to see how many people he had, so he knew where to dig a well, and he knew where to do whatever. And yet, says Rav Ozner in the first tshuva, Kevur shel hay letzorach shel Torah, hay letzorach. He made this new category. The only time it's mutter to count is it's called letzorach shel Torah. That there's some Torah tzeka reason. So A, I don't know where he got it from. I don't see any makor for that. And B, how do you draw the line? I'm not sure. But he's very, very restrictive. And in a similar vein, in the second tshuva, Chelek Vav, where he is talking about the census, he also ridicules it. He says, there's no way you could participate. Because mi yodeya im ze tzorech b'emes. He goes, it's hard to know how to define tzorech. And who says this is really a tzorech? And who knows what they're really doing with the information or why they need the information. And there he says, listen, you shouldn't give your name or they shouldn't be counting, you know, people. If it's going to mention other statistics, you know, how much money do you make and how much water do you use and where do you live and other statistical information which could help, that would be fine. But that you should actually count people, and he talks about how they spoke, he or some of his representatives talked to the office in the Misrata Panim, and maybe they're going to do that now, they're not going to, that part where you, apparently there used to be a line in the original forms, you wrote how many people in the family, or you gave a number so they could count, so maybe that, I haven't seen the census, so I don't know exactly what they look like. But it seems here that he was discussing a reality where they may have changed it, but even then he says, it's better just not to fill it out, not to be involved. And the final Chuvin Chelik Tess, it's a tshuva b'ktsara, which I think was originally a letter. And he writes like 6, 7, 8 bullet points. The first two I didn't include because they didn't really add anything that's really, really relevant. And the 2 and 3 and 4, he talks about issues which we've seen where he seems to be machmir. For example, he paskins l'halacha, like the chasam and ksav sofer, that ksav is usher. Writing does not help you. Against that, what we said from Avadja, against from Minchas Osher, against others, he held that writing is usher, like the chasam sofer. He then adds the whole idea of how do you decide what's tzorech? He's not sure. Maybe it is the tzorech. But then he says, one of the things that's very important, he says, which ends up being a kula for him is, they're not counting, the Isser is to count Jews. Israel counts citizens. So we know, there are every citizen, you could be a citizen of Israel, not Jewish. First of all, you could be an Arab. Second of all, you could be a ger who's not really a ger. You think you're Jewish, but it's a bad gerus. So he holds your guy. So if Rosner holds your guy and you're being counted. And even if he says in the office, they'll then distinguish that we know we have 6 million Jews and 1 million Arabs. He says that's already later. But when you filled it out, when you were participating, so that's already statistical analysis. That's not counting. But when you had to do the counting and write your naming down, he says there, maybe it's mutter. Plus he says, even though they're going to do it later, a computer, you can check the spelling for your records, right? Even though they're going to separate Jews and Arabs, so to speak, in the computer, but who said the Jews are really halakhically Jews? Gives other explanations. It's really generate. It's approximate. It's not accurate. It's not precise. In the end, he says he thinks maybe this is the reason it should be mekel. As long as other gedolim will agree with him, I can give a little heksher here. So I don't know if other people followed him or not. But here, at least in this third tshuva, he's a little bit more open. Rav Sternbach says the fact that they're goyim doesn't make it better. It's adarab, it's a bizoyin, it's garua, it's terrible. That's not going to make it mutter, it makes it horrible. Anyway, I haven't been here through a census, I don't know if you are either. My impression is many, 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 many poskim are mekel. And probably the people who, as they should, the people who generally follow the Erech Haredes or generally follow Sternbach, I guess they don't participate. The people who follow many, many other poskim, including Rav Avadja and others, so then I assume that they do participate. But interesting to see how it's something which is such an old and traditional issue, which we sometimes joke about on the basketball court, or when we're waiting for a meeting in the airport, or who knows what. But when it came to an issue, Adi Yom HaZeh in the state of Israel, so that became a real issue which the postgame had to apply, very very old-time halacha, to a very new-time reality. All right, a good Shabbos.